Now, let's look at a couple of mothers
that had great influence
in the Bible, and let's learn from those mothers. And how they are good examples for mothers in general to follow.
Now,
the first mother I want to look at is the mother of Moses. And her name is Jochenet.
Jochenet.
I actually don't know how you pronounce this in English. and she also was the mother of Miriam and Aaron. Yeah, of course, Aaron became the high priest later on.
So
go to the book of Exodus. And let me give you the context. Of course, Jacob and his 12 sons end up in Egypt. They lived there at peace for a while. Eventually, it's forgotten why they're there. And the leader, the Pharaoh of the country, sees them as a threat.
Because
they're doing well, they're increasing in numbers. Because he's afraid, he starts to enslave them,
put them down,
puts them under heavy labor. And eventually it comes to the point that the Pharaoh commands all boy children to be killed. Yeah, just to stop them from growing and becoming a force that could be a threat to them.
Now,
first read Exodus 1. Read verses 15 to 17. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shifra, and the name of the other Pua. And he said, when you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew woman, and see them up on the stools, if it be a son, then you shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God, and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men, children alive.
چون فرزندان زنان عبرانی را به دنیا می آورید و آنها را معاینه می کنید اگر نوزاد پسر بود او را بکشید ولی اگر دختر بود زنده بگذارید اما قابله ها از خدا ترسیدند و آنچه پادشاه مصر به ایشان گفته بود نکردند بلکه پسران را زنده گذاشتند.
Yeah, so the king, the pharaoh, he commands the midwives to add birds, kill all the boys. Yeah, it looks like we're back there because there's places on earth where it's now illegal to kill children after birth.
Of course,
that is very wicked.
Yeah,
and of course, this is also a very wicked king. And
then,
of course, something like that is demanded of you, you don't listen
because
we obey God rather than men.
Yeah,
anything the government or even your husband or your parents command you to do that is against the word of God, yeah, we don't obey. Yeah, we obey the highest authority. So these boys in Egypt were targeted for extermination. Now go to chapter 2 and read verses 1 to 8, where we have the story of Jochebed. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took a wife, a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And a daughter of the Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew woman? that she may nurse the child for thee. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Go, and the maid went and called the child's mother.
اما
مردی از خاندان لابی رفته یکی از دختران لابی را به زنی گرفت آن زن باردار شده پسری بزاد چون دید کودکی نیکوست او را 3 ماه پنهان داشت اما چون نتوانست بیش از آن پنهانش کند سبدی از نی برگرفت و آن را به قیر و زفت اندود سپس کودک را در سبد نهاد و آن را در نیزار کناری رود نیل گذاشت خواهر آن کودک از دور ایستاد تا ببیند بر سر کودک چه خواهد آمد باری دختر فرعون برای شستشو به رود نیل فرود آمد و ندیمه هایش در کناره رود می گشتند او سبد را میان نیزارها دید و کنیزش را فرستاد تا آن را بیاورد چون سبد را گشود چشمش به کودک افتاد و اینک به سر گریان بود دل دختر فرعون بر وی بسوخت و گفت این یکی از کودکان عبرانیان است آنگاه خواهر کودک از دختر فرعون پرسید میخواهید بروم و از زنان عبرانی یکی را نزدت آورم تا طفل را برایت شیر دهد؟ دختر فرعون پاسخ داد برو پس دخترک رفت و مادر کودک را آورد
You can read the story yourself at home.
In the end,
this daughter of the Pharaoh will adopt this child.
And
the actual mother, yeah, Jochebed, will take care of Moses till a certain age. But notice that it was the mother that decided to hide this child, to protect this child.
And
of course, mothers are to protect their own children, to keep them out of harm's way. Even with the risk of their own lives. Even nature teaches us that this is what you should do. Try to mess with any baby animal.
And
you will have to deal with an angry mother animal.
Even
the Bible gives you that example. Second Samuel 17:8.
Four
said Hushai that thou knowest thy father and his men that they be mighty men and that they be chaffed in their minds as a bear robbed over whelps in the field and their father is a man of war and will not lodge with the people. Second Samuel 17:8.
هوشای ادامه داد تو میدانی که پدرت و مردانش مردانی جنگاورند و همچون خرسی که بچه هایش را در صحرا بوده باشند خشمشان برافروخته شده است وانگهی پدرت مردی جنگازموده است و شب را با قوم نخواهد گذراند
Of course this is about David
باز هم در مورد داوود صحبت میکنه اما در مورد مادر خرسی صحبت میکنه
که example is being used
مثالی که ازش استفاده میکنه
You are robbing a bear from his
well یه خرس رو از مادرش میگیری
That bear will be enraged and furious. There will be no fear, whatever the opposition. Yeah, just focus on one thing. Get those whelps back. Here's a free practical lesson. If you ever end up between the mother bear and the whelps,
you
get out of that line as fast as possible. Or you'll be ripped in pieces. Yeah, of course, this is an example that mothers are to be protecting their children. And I mean that from all the world, all the harm the world wants to do to them. Not just physical harm. Especially the mental abuse, the brainwashing, the indoctrination, the filth that this world will
feed your children.
Yeah, mothers, this world is after your
wealth.
Yeah, this world does not have the best in mind for them. You are the one that should have the best in mind for them. And you are the one that needs to protect them.
Now,
even more so if they're small. Including what they're exposed to.
On the internet. بچه ها داده شده.
Through all the media.
تو کل فیلم ها، تمام میدیه ها.
Around you.
مردم دنیای امروزمون.
But that's just one lesson.
اما یه درس.
There's another lesson here.
یه درس دیگه هم داریم از داستانمون.
Go to Hebrews 11.
عبرانیان 11.
Because Jochebed is actually mentioned in the New Testament.
تو عهد عتیق هم نام مادر موسی برده شده.
As a woman of faith.
عهد جدید هم نام مادر موسی برده شده به عنوان مادر ایمان.
Together with her husband.
همزمان
Hebrews 11:23.
11:23. عبرانیان 11:23.
By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment.
362.
به ایمان موسی چون متولد شد و قایدن شده خودنی زیبایی یافته 3 ماه پنهان کردن و از حکم و از حکم پادشاه بیم نداشتن.
Yeah, they trusted God.
به خداوند اعتماد کردن.
That He would help them.
که کمکشون کنه.
Disobeying the king's commandments.
نمی‌ترسیدن.
Yeah, the father and mother.
پدر و مادر موسی حفاظت کردن از بچه‌شون.
Knowing that God was with them.
و می‌دونستن که خداوند در کنارشونه.
They feared God.
از خدا ترسیدن به جای اینکه از انسان بترسن.
Now, why is this so significant?
چرا این انقدر مهمه؟
Now imagine if Moses would have had a different mother.
موسی امروز یه مادر دیگه داشت.
Yeah, actually, like so of the many of the mothers today.
حتی مثل مادرای امروز.
That abort their own children.
که به محض
murder their own children.
سخت جنین میکنن و باعث این که بچه‌هاشون برداشت شه.
Yeah, history would not be the same.
امروز تاریخمون مثل این تاریخ نبود اگر مادر موسی
همین like so many other mothers.
یا خیلی از
مادرای don't teach their children the ways of God.
که راه خداوند رو به بچه‌هاشون یاد نمیدن.
So they end up ruining their lives.
که زندگیشون رو نابود میکنن توی این
زندگی. And even though Moses was raised in the Pharaoh's the Pharaoh's daughter.
با دختر فرعون بزرگ شد.
Her real mother had a great influence. On the life of Moses.
وقتشو گذاشت برای زندگی موسی.
Yeah, to the extent that he eventually ends up leading the whole nation of the whole nation of Israel.
برای کل قوم اسرائیل.
Into the wilderness.
و اونها رو از توی کبیر به سرزمین موعود
می‌بره. Yeah, Moses is a godly man.
موسی.
He was called
مردی خدا
a friend of God.
شد دوست خداوند.
He is called one of the most meek men on the earth.
و اعلام شد که فروتن‌ترین مرد تو کل دنیا در اون.
You think he would have been in that place?
آیا فکر می‌کنید موسی تو مقام قرار میگیره
if he didn't have a godly mother
اگر مادر خدا ترس نداشت
absolutely not
نه
yes she was a woman of faith
مادرش
Moses
مادر
became a man of faith
که باعث شد که
Mothers,
موسا بشه مرد
you are determining the path you're setting
شما
for your children
میگیرین که فردا و آینده بچه هاتون کجا باشه
you can even determine the path of a nation
تو میتونی حتی آینده نسلتون رو شکل بدی به خاطر با بچه هاتون همون
now,
جوری که دیدیم که مادر موسا
go to Exodus 6
خروج 6 رو باز کنید
I want to show you why we know what her name is because
از کجا
we didn't see her name yet
اسم مادر موسا چی
but we know her name because we have a list of of names here in Exodus 6:20. And Amram took him Jochebed, his father's sister, to wife, and she bare him Aaron and Moses. And the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. That's how we know what her name is.
Khuruj 6:20.
Khuruj 6:20. Are you sure?
Exodus 6:20. Khuruj 6:20.
Exodus. Oh, Exodus.
Khuruj
6:20.
Exodus 6:20. Is it the wrong way of verse?
That's what Mahmoud says. It's not the same one.
I'll check. Exodus 6:20. No, it is right. Exodus
6:20.
یوکابت اسم مادر
yeah, that's what we get a name for.
در اسمی که کجا
because you won't find
in در خروج فصل 6 آیه 20 نام برده شده یوکابت.
Now you might think, my child will never be somebody like Moses.
Now,
yeah, first of all, how do you know? You don't know that.
Jochebed didn't know.
But if your child ends up living a life honoring God, that's a major success.
And
he or she would be seen as great in the eyes of God.
اگر اون دخترتون یا پسرتون آدم بزرگی در نگاه خداوند باشه بزرگترین پیروزی رو شما تو زندگی
yeah, Yeah, don't always think about what is visible.
اون چیزی که با چشمتون دیده
میشه. The first will be the last and last will be the first.
اولی آخری آخری اولی خواهد بود.
Yeah, and mother is often in a role that is less visible.
معمولاً مادر رو کمتر میبینن اما چقدر
میبینن. That's why it's good to have Mother's Day.
برای همینه که روز مادر رو باید بذاریم و جشن بگیریم.
But it doesn't mean that it's less important.
اهمیت مادر بودن چیست؟
And it doesn't mean that God doesn't see it.
مادر بودن کمه. نه و خداوند ارزش مادر بودن رو نمیبینه.
Maybe you're raising the next Moses kind of thing.
شاید شما فردا دارین موسی رو آماده میکنید.
Or you're raising the child.
شاید امروز بچه‌ای رو دارین بزرگ میکنید.
Raise the next Moses.
Yeah,
you're setting your family on a path. Yeah, mother should have an impact on the future generation of this world.
Yeah, protect your children.
Guide
them.
Be a woman of faith.
Yeah,
doing the right thing.
Yeah,
not being afraid of the king.
Yeah,
whatever form that king
comes out.
Now, let's look at another mother in the Bible.
بیاین به یه مادر دیگه نگاه کنیم در کتاب مقدس.
And we can accelerate a little bit. And that's Hannah.
Hannah.
And of course, she is the mother of Samuel.
مادر ساموئیل.
And Samuel is a great man of God, a great prophet in the Old Testament.
نبی بزرگ خداوند در
Now,
عتیق بود.
Hannah couldn't have children.
هانا بچه دار نمیشه.
So she had been pleading with God.
التماس میکنه سالها در خداوند.
That God would give her children.
که خداوند بهش فرزندی بده.
Read 1 Samuel 1,
9-11.
So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me, and not forget the handmaid, but wilt give unto thy handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head.
جان نزد خداوند دعا کرد. حنا به تلخی جان نزد خداوند دعا کرد. نزار زار بگریست. او نذر کرده گفت ای خداوند لشکرها، اگر به راستی بر مصیبت کنیز خود نظر افکنده، مرا به یادآوری و کنیزک خود را از یاد نبرده، پسری به او عطا فرمایید، او را در تمامی ایام عمرش به خداوند خواهم داد و تیغ هرگز بر سرش نخواهم آورد.
Yeah, how different is this attitude that most women have today?
Because
many women today are trying not to get children.
Yeah,
because
they see children
as burden, as something unwanted.
Now,
that's a wicked attitude. Yeah, the attitude that Hannah has is the right one.
Yeah,
the Bible says children are a blessing from the Lord. Now, God hears her prayer. Yeah, go to 1 Samuel 1.
اول ساموئیل 1.
And she has a child.
و بچه دار میشه. و اسمش رو میذارن ساموئیل.
Yeah, and as she promised, as she vowed, she's pledging the child to the service of God.
و خود بچه رو تقدیم خدمت خداوند میکنه.
Read verses 26 and 28.
آیه 26 تا 28.
And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there.
من برای این پسر دعا کردم و خداوند تمنایی را که از اون داشتم اجابت فرمود. من نیز او را به خداوند وقف کردم. تا زنده است وقف خداوند خواهد بود و خداوند را در آنجا پرستش کردم.
Yeah, so here we have a mother who dedicates her life, her child to the Lord.
Yeah,
who wants her child to be used by God. Yeah, to serve him, to be a worshipper of him. Yeah, that's something that we should want for our children. Yeah, if I want anything for my children, it wouldn't be that they love me. I hope they do.
But
that's not the first thing I would would want for them.
The first thing that I love God.
Yeah, that they live godly lives. That's what I want for them. More than anything. Now, mothers, you are the ones who are influencing your children to be on a path that they become godly young men and women. And it starts with you teaching them. Of course, it begins with you sharing the gospel with them. But then teaching them in the ways of God. You have the primary role in that. Now, Hannah dedicated Samuel to the service of the Lord. Think of it. What if she would not have done that? What if she would not have kept her promise? Then we wouldn't have a Samuel in the Bible. Yeah, being a great man of God. He was the counselor for anointed Saul and David.
He was a great counselor to them.
Yeah, Hannah, by doing this, literally changed the history of a nation. Now go to 2 Chronicles. But I also want you to show you an opposite example. Yeah, how a mother influences a child.
چجوری میتونه بچه رو خراب کنه.
And here we have a very wicked mother.
یه مادر بدی رو داریم.
Now go to 2 Chronicles 22.
دوم تواریخ
22
آیه 2 تا 4.
42 years old was Ahaziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Athaliah, the daughter of Omri. He also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor to do wickedly. Wherefore he did evil in the sight of the Lord, like the house of Ahab, for they were his counselors after the death of his father to his destruction.
طریق خاندان اخاب را در پیش گرفت، زیرا مادرش او را به شرارت پیشگی تغییر میکرد. او نیز مانند خاندان اخاب آنچه را که در نظر خداوند بد بود به جا آورد، از آن سبب که پس از مرگ پدرش ایشان به او مشورت میدادند که او را به نابودی سوق میداد.
Yes, stay here.
همینجا بمون.
Now we're going to come back to this
chapter.
But of course, Ahab was king of Israel.
پادشاه اسرائیل.
He was a very, very wicked king.
خیلی پادشاه بدی بود.
So Ahaziah, king of Judah,
و هیجیا پادشاه یهودا,
was doing the same things.
همون کارو میکرد اون زمان.
Now, who says that the Bible is the main cause for him to walk in those wicked ways?
نابودی و کارهای شرارتش کی بوده؟
And the answer is his mother.
جوابش مادرش.
He did not have a godly mother.
مادر خدا ترس نداشته.
Actually, has an extremely wicked mother.
اما مادر پلیدی داشته.
Who ends up murdering most of the family later on.
باعث قتل کل خانوادهش میشه.
But it was to his destruction.
باعث نابودیش میشه.
Yeah. The next verses are basically about the destruction
نابودی رو نشون میده.
Of this king.
این پادشاه.
Who was consoled by his woman, it's a wicked woman.
Now,
could Ahaziah have been a good king?
Absolutely.
Yet, under the bad influence of a mother, he ends up making all the wrong decisions and doing all the wrong things. Now, did he have any good examples? Now, his father wasn't a good example, but then his grandfather was. Yeah, but because of the influence of his mother, he ends up being a bad king. Yeah, read verse 9. And he sought Ahaziah, and they caught him, for he was hid in Samaria, and brought him to Jehu. And when he had slain him, they buried him, because said they, he is the son of Jehoshaphat, who sought the Lord with all his heart. So the house of Ahaziah had no power to keep still the kingdom.
سپس به جستجوی اخزیا پرداخت. پس اخزیا را که در سامره پنهان شده بود گرفتار کردند و نزد یهو آورده کشتند. آنان وی را به خاک سپردند، زیرا گفتند اون نوه یهو شافات است که خداوند را به تمامی دل خیش می‌طلبید. پس از پس از خاندان اخزیا کسی که قادر به سلطنت باشد باقی نماند.
Yes, so Ahijah gets killed.
Ahijah کشته میشه.
And he only ruled for, I believe it's 1 year.
فکر میکنم یک سال فقط سلطنت کرد.
I think he was around 22 years old when he started.
22 ساله بود در حقیقت که شروع میکنه.
This was because of the wicked influence.
اما به خاطر پیشنهاد بد مادرش.
Of his mother.
به خاطر شرارت مادرش.
Mothers, you are to play a vital role.
شما وظیفه خیلی مهمی دارید برای بچه‌هاتون و آینده‌شون.
You can put them on paths that are blessed.
باعث برکت و بزرگیشون
بشین.
میتونین آدم
نسل
زن و مرد بزرگ نسل آینده باشن
history,
که بتونن تاریخ آینده رو عوض کنن.
Nations,
حتی شاید تاریخ عمر رو عوض کنن. اما میتونی به مسیری برسونیشون که باعث نابودی خودش و دیگران
بشه.
آخرین نمونه‌ای که دارم براتون به عنوان
And that's actually not only of a good mother but also of a grandmother.
اما نه مادر خوب بلکه مادر بزرگ خوبی هم هست.
You affect more generations.
نه تنها یه نسل تاثیر گذاشت بلکه چندین نسل تاثیر گذاشت. دوم تیموتائوس فصل 1.
Of course, this is a letter that Paul writes to Timothy.
داستانی است که پولس برای تیموتائوس.
Timothy is a great guy.
آدم خیلی بزرگی تیموتائوس.
Yeah, loves God.
خدا رو دوست داره.
He's a right hand of Paul.
دست راست پولسه.
He's a young pastor.
یه شبان جوونه.
So read verse 5.
آیه 5.
2 Timothy 1:5.
دوم تیموتائوس 1:5.
When I call to remembrance the unfaithful faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also.
Zira ke yad bidaram iman biriyay to ra ke nakhost dar madar buzurgat Lois va madarat Efniki sakin mi bud va mara yaqin ast ke dar to niz hast.
Yeah. Now is it not interesting that the mother is mentioned here and the grandmother is mentioned here. They had been instrumental to the life of Timothy. It doesn't say the father and the grandfather of Timothy.
No,
Paul specifically mentions the mother and the grandmother. And
these
were both women of faith.
Yeah,
it says they had an unfeigned faith, which means they had a real faith.
ایمانی بیریا داشتن. ایمان واقعی.
Timothy could look to a mother.
Timothy
could look to a grandmother.
میتونست مادر بزرگش رو ببینه.
Who were living out a life of faith.
که ایمان زندگی.
He just knew. Okay.
من میدونسته که.
My mom. My grandmother.
مادر بزرگم.
They trust in God. It was obvious in the way they lived their lives.
جوری که زندگی کردن درسته.
And an impact.
و تأثیر گذاشته.
On Timothy.
Yeah,
and Timothy ended up living his life from a young age, yeah, for God. Yeah, because even Paul mentions that Timothy was really young.
Yeah?
Go to 1 Timothy 4:12. It's the last verse we go to.
1
Timothy 4:12. Yeah, so Paul tells Timothy, let no man despise thy youth. But be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity.
هیچ کس جوانی تو را حقیر نشمارد بلکه مؤمنین را در کلام و رفتار محبت و روح و ایمان و پاکی نمونه باش.
Paul tells Timothy, hey,
you're
young.
چون جوونی.
Yeah, but let nobody despise your youth.
اجازه نده کسی.
Yeah, because
you're
grown up in the faith.
چون در ایمان بزرگ شدی.
Yeah, Timothy is ministering. Timothy is serving God. Timothy is right hand of Paul, the apostle Paul. Yeah.
پولس رسول دست راست خداوند رسول.
From his youth.
از جوونیش.
How did he get to that place?
چجوری به اونجا رسید؟
He had a mother.
مادری داشت.
Who had faith.
که ایمان داشت.
Mother.
مادری که.
Yeah, who had real faith.
که ایمان واقعی.
Now he had a grandmother.
یه مادر بزرگی داشت.
Was also a woman of faith.
که ایمان زن ایمان بود.
Who taught them, who taught him the ways of God.
در راه خداوند.
Which put them on the right path.
که اونها رو در مسیر درست قرار داد.
Mothers.
مادر عزیز.
You have a great privilege.
افتخار بزرگی.
And a great part to play in the lives of your children.
وظیفه بزرگی دارید برای آینده بچه‌هاتون.
It's a part that God has ordained you to play in their lives.
شما خداوند اجازه داده شما تو زندگی بچه‌هاتون تاثیر بذارید.
And by fulfilling this role that God has given you.
انجام دادن وظیفه‌تون تو زندگی بچه‌هاتون.
You influence the future generation. Through your children, you will influence them to walk in a way that receives blessing. That they will end up doing great things for God. Yeah, and will end up in a way that you will end up with godly grandchildren as well, who serve God. Yeah, so we celebrate Mother's Day.
Yeah,
because we celebrate motherhood. Yeah, the role
وظیفه مادر که خداوند داده و افتخاره و باعث افتخار
هست
که به خانم ها داده شده که موقعیتی داشته باشن که آینده نسل‌هامون رو برای خداوند تحت تاثیر قرار بدن.
Happy Mother's Day.
روز مادرتون مبارک.
آمین.